Good afternoon, Bath County Middle School parents and students. It's time for the BCMS Weekly Podcast. So, lots of stuff going on this week. It's been a good week. First off, it was high attendance week. We did share some photos on social media from high attendance week. We had a competition called the Show Up Showdown Middle School Edition with area schools, Nicholas County, Montgomery County, Round County, East and West Carter, Ashland Middle School, we finished fourth in that competition with 96.08 overall attendance for that day. So we are pleased with anytime we have an attendance percentage over 95%, which is our goal daily. We're pleased to have that. We would have liked to have won, but sometimes you just don't win. 97.861, I think that was Fleming County Simons Middle School won the competition this year. Today was picture day, and all students were required to take a picture because this is the one that goes in the yearbook. Those students that missed today will have the opportunity to make sure that they take a photo in the spring retakes. So make sure you're paying attention and keeping a close eye on when that is. Sixth grade field trip is coming up on October the 16th. We'll be going to Kentucky Down Under. We have filled three buses, so we are completely full. We're not going to be able to get another bus, and we're limiting to this point. I think we've got about 125 or so students that will get to go on the trip, so very, very excited about that. Boys basketball's been having open gym. They've had about four open gyms to this point. They have tryouts next Friday and Saturday, so you need to keep an eye out for that if you're interested in playing boys basketball. 2019 Youth Basketball League is taking applications for any sixth grade student interested in playing this year. You may pick up a form in the front office. Registration fee for that is $40. You can turn your form and payment into the front office. You can also turn your form and fee in to the Citizens Bank on the following dates, September 21st, 28th, and 9th. Ms. Reinhart will be hosting a yoga club on club day. Well, our first club day is October the 4th. We're real excited about that. Ms. Reinhart will be taking applications. If you're interested in joining the yoga club, she's going to have a 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade yoga club. They will meet at different times, and that will be 10 students maximum in that club. Archery has started. They meet every other Monday. Their next meeting is on Monday, September 23rd. If you're a Beta Club student, those service hours can, you need to make sure you get your service hour form out from outside of Miss Ballman's classroom. You need 15 hours. You have to complete 15 hours. Crossroads Elementary has their fall festival on November the 1st from 4:30 to 7. That will be an opportunity to do some community service hours if you're a beta student looking for something to do. All 7th grade students that are going on the Chicago field trip will need to complete an online registration and pay your balance no later than September 25th. The academic team has been in action, and they've had a lot of positives happen this season. They're excited about this year, and they're working real hard. The team started out with a lot fewer members this year. We have a small number, although we haven't won much yet. Students are doubling up on practices, and hard work is paying off. Won't be long before BCMS begins winning again. Thanks for a generous donation from Mr. Tackett at the end of the year last year, and some parent donations this year. We already have paid our Limestone League dues, and a new shirt will be handed out next Monday. So the academic team will be getting their new shirt. Great news, as we will be traveling to St. Pat on Tuesday for another away match. They have a car wash scheduled and a bake sale in 2 weeks on Saturday, September 28th. So please come out and support the academic team as they raise money to help the kids with food and different items as they compete this year. I talked to Coach Pointer, and he gave me some highlights for the football season this year. Our football team's having a good year. Our eighth grade team is currently in second place in the conference with a record of 3-2. Actually, that's 4-2. They won again last night. They've scored 92 points, and they scored 22 more last night. So they actually won 22-20 last night. Seventh grade team's in second place in the conference with a record of 3-1. There was no seventh grade game last night. So their record is as it stands. They've scored 90 points and only given up 20 in their first four games. Both teams have shown a lot of, Coach Pointer says both teams have shown a lot of improvements throughout the season, gotten better in all aspects of the game, which include tackling, playing defense, hustling, and overall discipline. At this point, he feels like that both teams will make the conference playoffs, which is an accomplishment since only four out of the eight teams qualify to play. Very proud of the hard work and dedication of these young men. The future is very bright for Wildcat football program. Like I said, they did win last night as they traveled to Nicholas County. Want to give a big shout out to the band. Last Saturday on September 14th, Miss Bowling had a program for the sixth grade band students. It's a jumpstart program for beginning band members. It was an experience for young musicians to practice with individual coaches and in small groups. We were very grateful for all those that were involved in the jumpstart program, and thanks especially to Allison Rawlings, Rob Rawlings, Melissa Justice, Kathy Hunt, Steph Skiles, Chris Milby, and Kelly Diamond for all your help. We had the solar car visit the school this week. They are actually in Charlotte showing the solar car off in a national stage, but Mr. Coleman brought the solar car down to our STEM classes and showed them off. Kids were excited to be able to get an up-close look at the solar car. Beta elections were held September the 13th, and we have our leadership for Beta Club in place. Ashton McKenzie was elected president. Shade Stacy Bonat was elected vice president. Addie St. John was elected secretary. Mara Boggs was elected treasurer, and Ashley Rogers, the historian. And Caroline Rushing was elected chaplain. All those kids, congratulations to all those kids. They ran a clean campaign, and they cleaned up after the campaign was over, so I'm very pleased with how they took care of business. Also, in the next segment, I took the opportunity, we're kind of changing up the format a little bit. I'm trying to get some extra people in here. In the next segment you'll hear, I took some time out with Coach Reffitt, the girls' basketball coach, and Ashton Barrett, newest member of our 1,000-point club in our basketball programs. So joining an elite list. Actually, I think we only have three girls on the list and one boy. So congratulations to Ashton, and you'll get to hear from her in the next segment. Let me take a quick look at the calendar, and we'll see what's coming up next week. People need to be aware of. We've got several games scheduled for next week. Girls basketball at home on Monday. Girls basketball at home on Tuesday. We got a home football game on Wednesday. And we got a home basketball game on Thursday. So we got a lot of home games coming up. If you're interested in checking out what's going on with the kids, please come out and watch. Kona Ice will be here next week at 1. So if you're interested in allowing your child to have money for Kona Ice, that money goes to the backpack program. So it goes to a good cause. And that looks like all that we have coming up next week. I appreciate your time in this segment. Look forward to sharing with you our conversation about girls basketball. Thank you and have a great day. All right, this is Todd Neese, principal of Bath County Middle School. I'm here in the podcast. We're doing a new segment called Talking About Our Sports Programs. This week, we want to highlight our girls basketball team. I have Coach Christy Reffitt and Ashton Barrett in here with me while we're recording. We are recording on Thursday, September 19th, and the podcast will be released on the 20th. Coach, had been a real good season. Tell us a little bit. We'll start talking about the eighth grade. So tell us a little bit about the eighth grade this year.
Our eighth grade, as of today, we have a record of 13-3. When you look back at these girls from last year and see how much they've improved, it's pretty amazing. I don't even know that we won a game. Our first five or six games last year, we had girls that came in that had never played basketball, and we worked hard. A few of them went up, played high school ball. Mark Collier's worked them hard. They've improved a lot. We hope to be 14-3 when we come home tonight. Our sixth grade team.
Yeah, that's fine. We're going to talk about the sixth and seventh grade team, and let's just jump right into it. I know Mark Collier's shown a big interest in what we're doing here with the girls basketball program, and you're an alumni of the girls basketball program, and you played for
Hopi Newkirk
while she was coach at high school, and Hopi was also the DPP, I think, for Bath County Schools for a while.
Yes.
And now she worked in Montgomery County. I guess is she retired now?
She is retired.
Hear a lot of positive things in the community, because I'm not originally from Bath County, but I hear a lot of positive things in the community about things that she did. And I know Coach Collier at the high school is real interested in what's going on down here, because he's trying to build a program at the high school.
Right.
So speaking of building, the way I understand it, you're using the sixth and seventh grade as your building block so that, you know, we can continue having success, especially with an eighth grade program every year.
Yes, I don't focus as much on the sixth grade and seventh grade winning as I do, you know, just seeing them improve every game, getting them ready, you know, for eighth grade basketball, getting them ready and prepared to, you know, go up as seventh graders to possibly play some freshman ball. Our sixth grade team came in runner up in a tournament in Bergen this weekend. Last weekend, we're going this weekend to a tournament in Morgan County, and we hope to at least place high in that tournament also.
How many of our girls played high school ball last year?
Three, I believe. That would be Ashton Barrett, Kaylee Crouch, and Rayleigh Purvis.
Ashton, is there a big difference between what goes on in the middle school as far as playing ball and what goes on in the high school?
Yes, Collier's a lot more strict.
As far as the competition, though.
Yeah, competition. It's a big difference.
Okay. Now, did you play varsity last year for the high school team? Okay. So Ashton did play varsity. She shook her head. I know people can't see that on the podcast. Giving her a hard time. She's a little nervous. I don't think she likes being the center of attention unless she's got a ball in her hand. Ashton, you had a big accomplishment this past week. Tell us a little bit about that. It happened in Round County. So what happened for you in at Round County game?
Well, when I hit the 1,000-point shot, I didn't even know I hit it until, like, they announced us and stuff.
Yeah. So they stopped the game over there. Round County Middle School stopped the game and took time to recognize you.
Yeah, and after the game, they gave me the game ball, which was really cool.
That was really nice of them. I'm good friends with the principal over there, Coach Mr. Padula. He used to coach football when I was in college at the middle school, and I'd go over there and do observations because I'm a social studies teacher and got to know him. But good folks over in Round County. We're glad to have them as neighbors. Coach, what's your prognosis? I mean, right now we're ranked first in eighth grade in the East Division.
Well, actually, we should be. I would imagine at the end of the season, and I hope to be ranked. We hope to be ranked first in the conference overall, okay. East and West division. We're looking for that first seed, so we can actually, you know, maybe get a bye into the tournament.
Where's the tournament at this year?
It's going to be held at West Carter.
Okay, and. So what's the rest of our season look like as far as games that you have left before the tournament starts? When does the tournament start? That type of thing.
Actually, the games we have left on the schedule are going to be repeats. We're playing the teams for the second time. You know, a lot of these teams are changing up their defenses. Once they've seen Ashton, you know, they're trying to shut her down. And we've got to, you know, figure out ways to get the ball in her hands. The tournament will start on October the 5th, and we're looking to be done with that by midweek.
I will tell you, the last game I was at, of course, Ashton is a focal point on our team, but what I noticed, and I shared this with you after the game, is a lot of kids were stepping up because they were trying to clamp down on what Ashton was doing.
Right.
And so we had a lot of 8th graders that were hitting really nice, 8th and 7th graders, that were hitting really nice outside shots, really smooth.
Right.
Name some of our other players that are doing really good as far as shooting and scoring and that type of thing.
We have Jerrica Norris, who comes up off the 7th grade team and starts for the 8th grade team. She helps us get the ball down the floor. She's a good shooter, probably one of the best free throw shooters on the team. Kaylee Crouch, she's been hitting some threes here lately. We're trying to get her to drive more, you know, from the side angle and drive the baseline. Raylee Purvis, I tell her, you know, I don't even want you to concentrate on scoring. We want your defense. She is a defensive dog. She's a go-getter.
She
gives 150% every time she hits the floor. Ashley Rogers, she's came a long way this year. She got a double-double against Lewis County. She scored 16 points, had 11 rebounds. She had a lot of rebounds the other night against Mason County. You know, we fell short against, you know, Mason County the other night. We had beat them by 3 when we played them at Mason County earlier in the year. But
well, it's always tougher to play a team the second time.
Yes.
Ashton, what does it mean when you have, I mean, and our crowds for the girls' games are a lot better this year, and I don't know if you've noticed that playing. But what's it mean to you when kids come out and enjoy the game and you have those spectators cheering you on? Because it's loud in there.
Yes.
It's a good environment.
It means a lot to me because, like, when all the students come in and, like, cheer us on, it really helps us.
It's a motivator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It gets them pumped up. And I can tell a lot of difference in their enthusiasm this year, you know, just having that crowd behind them. You know, and there's certain games, you know, that I know are going to be harder for us that, you know, I actually request the cheerleaders to come in so, you know, we have that extra crowd. But there's something else I'd like to add about Ashton, too. There's not too many kids that is going to score and play like she does that will stay as humble as she does. I mean, I've seen a lot of kids, you know, that are half the player that she is, and they are not humble like she is, you know, and I just think that's a great thing, you know, that she stays, you know, as humble as she does. You know, it's kind of unreal at times.
Well, speaking as principal and being in the school system, as long as I've been in the school system, I've been around kids I've been around kids that are exceptional athletes, and they tend not to do what they're supposed to do on the other end. They don't do what they need to do in the classroom. They don't do what they need to do as far as behavior wise. And I don't know if Ashton's ever been in the office for any behavior problems. What are your grades like, Ashton?
At the moment,
all A's and B's. All A's and B's. So it's really important for her because she's setting a good example for all athletes that you need to maintain those good grades. Ashton, what would you like to do? What would you like to have happen in the future after you graduate high school? Would you like to play college ball?
Yeah, I'd like to get a scholarship somewhere.
I had the opportunity to play on scholarship. I played football and
it's a different world in college, but it's an opportunity. And you keep that dream alive, because you're going to have people come against you and try to tell you that you can't do it. They're going to say you're too small. They're going to say you're too slow. But, you know, if that's what you want to do, I know you can do it. And you're, I mean, I really enjoy watching you play. It's been a great season, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to talk to you guys. And I hope everybody enjoys this part of the podcast. Coach, you have anything else you want to add before we end it? I mean, we're 10 minutes in, so I'm
right.
Sure.
Right. I didn't expect to talk this long, because I'm not much on speaking. But, you know, if you get a chance, I mean, come out and watch these girls. I mean, they love having people in the crowd. They love have people, you know, cheer them on, coming and watching them. They're exciting. They're exciting to watch. They give it everything they got the whole time they're out there. So
I mean,
if you're not here, you're missing out.
Me and Scott Anderson, one of the athletic directors, were sitting up on the stage the other night watching the game. And I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, it was a good brand of basketball. And every game I've watched has been a good brand of basketball, because the girls are getting after it. And I mean, it's really enjoyable. So, I mean, if you have an opportunity to come and see our girls play, I'd highly recommend it. We enjoy their attitude and their behavior, and everything is stellar. They're examples of how people should be. They're going to be good citizens, and I'm looking forward to watching them down the road in high school. Thank you all for coming in, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.